Chapter 8. The Well. The well that we had come to was not like the wells of the Sahara. The wells of the Sahara are simple holes dug in the sand. This one was like a well in a village, but there was no village here, and I thought I must be dreaming. "It is strange," I said to the little prince. "Everything is ready for use. The bucket, the rope." He laughed, touched the rope, started pulling, and the well groaned like an old man. "Do you hear?" said the little prince. "We woke up the well, and it is singing." I did not want him to get tired. "Let me do that," I said. "It's too heavy for you." I slowly lifted the bucket to the edge of the well and set it there with great care. "I am thirsty for this water," said the little prince. "Give me some of it to drink." With that, I finally understood what he had been looking for, so I raised the bucket to his lips. He drank, eyes closed, and it was as sweet as a special holiday meal. This water was more than just a drink. Its sweetness was born of our walk beneath the stars, the song of the well, and the work of my arms. It was good for the heart, like a present. When I was a little boy, the lights of the Christmas tree, the music of church, and the smiling faces used to add to, in the same way, how special my Christmas gifts were. "People," said the little prince, "grow 5,000 roses in the same garden, yet they don't find what they are looking for. And yet what they are looking for could be found in one single rose or in a little water." And the little prince added, "But the eyes are blind. One must look with the heart." I drank the water and I breathed easily. At sunrise, the sand is the color of honey, and that honey color was making me happy too. Why then did I also feel sad? "You know, my fall to Earth? Tomorrow will be the first anniversary." Then, after a silence, he continued, "I came down very close to here." And he blushed. And once again, without understanding why, I had a feeling of sadness. However, I had a question. "Then it wasn't by chance that on the morning I met you, 8 days ago, you were walking that way, all alone, 1,500 kilometers from anywhere? Were you returning to the place where you fell to Earth?" The little prince blushed again. And I added gently, "Perhaps it was because of the anniversary." The little prince blushed once more. He never answered questions, but when someone blushes, doesn't that mean yes? "Ah," I said to him, "I am a little afraid." But he interrupted me. "Now you must work. You must return to your engine. I will be waiting for you here. Come back tomorrow evening." I was not reassured because I remembered the fox. You risk tears if you let yourself be tamed.